Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hi, good morning, Julianne. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. What's it like, then, preparing for an in-person event once more? It's almost, I hate the phrase almost unique, because there's no such thing, but it must be great to be getting it together.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's been sort of 2 years since we've been in venues. I'm really delighted to be back. And it's a really sort of great experience to watch the films where they're supposed to be shown on the big screen.
Absolutely. So you've got 95 films from 44 countries over the it's a space of a week, really, isn't it? Tell us a few of the, well, actually there's quite a few, so a few highlights if you possibly can.
Yes, so our main venue is the Arts Picture House in central Cambridge, and so they've been our generous hosts for many years, and so we're delighted to be showing back there again. We also have screenings in Jesus College and Downing College as well, so it's nice to have that sort of that spread throughout the city. I think, like you alluded to, I think there's so many films, and we have films each day, all day in the Picture House, sort of 18th to the 25th of November. Lots of highlights. I can draw attention to some of those.
Oh, yes, do.
We have the opening film is Ali and Arva by Cleo Bernard, and people will recognise Adil Akhtar from films. They'll recognise his face, and he's a brilliant actor. With the closing film, we are starring sort of Claire Foy and Benedict Cumberbatch, The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne, also features Richard Ayoade and many others such as Olivia Colman. So really sort of household names.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is, at first glance, you know, you might think, oh, Cambridge Film Festival, it's a whole load of films in a foreign language with people I don't know. But it's the complete opposite of that, really, isn't it? You only have to sort of scratch the surface, and you've got, as you mentioned there, Benedict Cumberbatch, Olivia Colman, and some very familiar faces in the films you're showing.
Yes, exactly. I think people will find sort of familiar faces, and I think hopefully they'll find something new as well. So we have a film by Julia de Conu, which is called Titan, which has won many awards this year. And that's a sort of a mix of sort of a Tarantino slash Aliens film.
Wow.
And hopefully people will take a chance of that and enjoy it. We also have a film called Eyes of Tammy Faye, which features Jessica Chastain. And for her performance in that, then she's hotly tipped for the Oscars as well. So it's a really interesting story about sort of televangelism for the 70s and 80s. And it's really sort of foreshadowing the types of discussions and echo chambers we have today. So each of the films, you'll see sort of actors you recognise, but great stories and absolutely beautiful imagery.
Yeah, televangelism. Oh, that's a very. Yes, all sorts of stories about that. I possibly best not go there at this time. One of the things that the festival is very good at is having these Q&A sessions, I think, afterwards with those involved in the films. Who have you got taking part in those?
Yes, and that's very exciting. I think we'll start with the opening night, and we're looking to receive Claire Rushbrook, who starts in Ali and Arva. We're hoping also to receive Adil Akhtar and Cleo Bernard, the principals from the film. And in the closing film, we're hoping to receive the director of Electrical Life of Louis Wayne, Michael Showalter. And each of the sort of Catalan movies will also be sort of supplemented by introductions and various Q&As as well. And so we have Judith Collell, who will be coming. We also have big stars as well. I'm not sure whether I should tell people already.
Just go ahead. You'll be fine.
But we have Ai Weiwei, for example, who will be doing a live sort of Q&A for screenings for his films. And I can probably say as well that we have Darcy Bustle coming to accompany the screening of her film, Coppelia. So really exciting names, really exciting films. And we'll have introductions to practically every film that's shown to give that sort of festival experience. Mm.
And there is still an online element to this, isn't there? I'm just wondering if this is something that the pandemic has taught us, that a regional film festival can still reach across the UK and beyond whilst having its roots grounded in the city that it was set up in 40 years ago.
I think that's something that we learned last year when we had the online film festival when we were in sort of lockdown. We had Amplify, which reached sort of 20,000 people UK-wide. And we there were various sort of learnings from that that I think are useful sort of year on year. So this year we have the festival sort of 18th to the 25th November in person. But then we also have slightly staggered the 21st of November to 5th of December online element too. And there'll be about sort of 20 or so features and short programs as well online. And it's really for the people who sort of maybe they're not so ready to come back to the cinema yet, so they can still see some of the films. I think there are lots of sort of Cambridge Film Festival fans across the country that would love to see some of the films, may not be able to get to it. So it's really providing that sort of that varied offering. And we'll also have introductions and Q&As online as well. So we're still giving that sort of festival experience for that sort of short window of time.
Brilliant. Well, OK, so it starts on the 18th of November, runs through until the 25th. When and how can we get hold of the programme? I can start plotting my days.
So we've printed the brochures already. And those will be available from Monday at noon at the Picture House in town. Tickets will go on sale at noon on Monday, the same sort of time. And that's all available through our website, camfilmfest.com, CAMFILMFEST.com. And before that time, we're sort of highlighting various movies coming through too. So on our social channels, the sort of Twitters and Facebook and so on, we're leading with several sort of films that we've talked about today, but also sort of other films in the programme.
We're live and local
all day long. Cambridge One.